The Christian in Complete Armor by William Grinnell. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Chapter 6. An exhortation to the saints that they abound in this duty. Christian, be you provoked to ply this, or more diligently, if this be necessary, a universal decay of all your graces follow. When the ports and haven of kingdom are blocked up, that the merchant cannot go forth, there follows a dam on all the inland trade, so that an enemy needs not strike a stroke, but stand still to see them eat up one another. The psalmist tells us of a stream which makes glad the city of God, Psalms 46, verse 4. The promise is the stream upon which the saints have all their provisions brought to their doors. If this be kept open, Satan cannot much distress them, which is done when they can send out their prayers on the stream to heaven. But if once this trade be stopped, then they are hard put to it. It is observed of our neighbors in the Netherlands that whereas other nations are generally made poor by war, they have grown rich by it, because by their wars they enlarge their trade. And if thou wouldest thrive by all the temptations that must take the same course, whatever thou dost, stop not thy trade with heaven. God hath, to make thee more diligent in this duty, so ordered things that all the treasure of the promises is to be conveyed to thee in prayer. This is like the merchant's ship. It brings thy food from afar. If thy mercies were of the growth of thy own country, thou mightest spare a voyage to heaven. But alas, when thy storehouse is full, if no supplies come to thee from heaven, how soon wouldest thou be brought with the poor widow to eat that last cake and die? It was not her little meal in her barrel, nor oil at the bottom of her cruse, that God's blessing multiplied them, that made them hold out so long. So it is not thy present grace, strength, or comfort, but God's feeding these with a new spring that thou must live upon, ceasing praying, and the oil of grace will cease running. Ye have not, because ye ask not. And when the store is spent, the city must yield. As thou wouldest not fall into Satan's hands, keep up a good correspondence with God at the throne of grace. Satan hath received so many overthrows by the saints' prayers that he trembles at the force of this great ordinance of heaven. This is the mighty voice of God in his saints, which shakes these mountains of pride, divides the flames of their fierce temptations, and makes them cast forth their abortive counsels to their shame and disappointment. O Lord, I pray thee, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. 2 Samuel 15:31. This one prayer made both Ahithophel a fool and him that set him on also, defeating the wisdom both of man and devil. Satan has such an impression of dread upon him from the remembrance of what he has suffered from prayer that he will try every way to obstruct thee in it. What to do? Said the Pharisees concerning Christ, for this man does many miracles. If we let him alone, the Romans will come and take away our place and nation. Satan cannot deny, but great wonders have been wrought by prayer. As the spirit of prayer goes up, so his kingdom goes down. It is of the royal seed. He can no more stand before it than falling Haman before rising Mordecai. And therefore, seeing this is likely to do thee such great service against him, it behooves thee the more to defend it from his stratagems, because the great artillery of an army is so useful to it, and formidable to the enemy. It hath a strong guard set about it. Now Satan's stratagems against prayer are three. First, if he can, he will keep thee from prayer. If that be not feasible, secondly, he will strive to interrupt thee in prayer. And thirdly, if that plot takes not, he will labor to hinder the success of thy prayer. End of chapter 6. Have been read by Peter John Parisis.